RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that contract specialist Jones making $62,000 a year. All right, on the phone with this morning is Laura, who lives in beautiful Covington. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. You know, Laura, what's a hard word to spell?
What?
Veterinarian.
It is a hard word to spell. I look it up almost every single time.
Okay. And I say that because Laura is one. So this is going to be great for Share Your Salary. Excited to ask you all the questions. And yeah, at the end of the day, we're going to find out how much money you make doing what you do, Laura. So thank you for calling in and being a part of the show. We do appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay. So I feel like Laura is either at work or maybe a little bit shy.
Very shy. I'm very nervous right now. This is way out of my comfort zone.
But see, that's what makes it so awesome. And that's great for you, too, just like doing things that are, you know, you're nervous to do. But then at the end of the day, be like, hey, that wasn't so bad. I mean, hopefully you'll say that.
Yes.
Okay, Laura. So, Gabe, we got a work cut out for us here.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be tidy with the words, conservative. So we're going to ask you as many interesting questions as we can and informative in 60 seconds. When we're done, we'll play a song. You know, we'll kind of gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We're all going to guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. That's myself, Gabe, and Captain Ron. And then you will share your salary as a veterinarian. Laura, sound good?
Sounds great.
Don't worry. No one's going to make you spell it. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Gabe, if you are ready, fire away.
How long have you been a vet?
Since 2020.
Spell veterinarian.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. No. All right. Are you a big or small animal vet, Laura?
I am small animal, dogs and cats only.
What's the dumbest pet name you've ever heard?
It was like Tom or something, but it had a Z in front of it, and the Z was silent.
Whoa. Okay, that is dumb. Hey, what is your favorite kind of, you know, like, breed, maybe of dog or cat?
I love Blue Heeler or Australian Cattle Dogs.
What is your schedule like?
I work 8 to 6, Tuesday through Thursday, and every other Friday.
Are you the only vet at your place?
No, there's 3 of us, and we're looking to hire 2 more.
Are you the main breadwinner in your household?
No, my husband just got a raise, so now he makes more than me.
Love it. What's the most exotic pet you've ever worked on?
When I was a vet technician, I worked on a snake and did antibiotic injections for him.
Thunder went off there, Gabe. You probably heard it. It was loud. I cannot control time. Don't. Your
yes,
anger,
you can.
Your anger is misdirected.
You can control time.
You know, Gabe is like, Laura, she's like, you know, one of your patients you just hand the bill to for $5,000 because they swallowed a rock. That's what
fair.
Gabe is right now.
That's fair.
All right, if you want to text in your guess right now and, you know, sort of share what you think Laura makes as a vet. She's 1 of 3, looking to hire 2 more. Text your guest to 253-642-9653. Put your name and where you live on that text. I'll use my guest. Thank you in advance. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Laura's going to share her salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Laura. She lives in Covington. Beautiful Covington. And she is a veterinarian. By the way, that is spelled with an I after the R, not an A. Catches me every time. Before we do the deal and she shares her salary, Gabe, what else did we just learn about Laura?
She's been doing it since 2020. She mostly works with cats and dogs. They are looking to hire more vets at her practice. She said that recently her husband received a raise, so he now makes more than her. And the craziest animal she's worked with is a snake.
Love it. Okay, Captain Ron, you were the winner the last time we played. What are you thinking?
Okay, I'm thinking about 65. Just because of the whole, like, she just recently isn't becoming the breadwinner. So I think they're both making pretty average, and then he got his raise. So that's kind of
okay.
I'm thinking. I don't know if that makes any sense. But
it does, unless her husband is Jeff Bezos. Then that doesn't make any sense.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gabe, what are you thinking?
I feel like it's a lot higher. I could be way off, but I'm pretty sure that vets make more. I'm going to go with 87.
That was the most undecisive guess ever. I think I'm 80.
I have to feel it. Like, I gotta feel it out.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know, man. I'll go with the text here. Sabrina in Everett. Hopefully you know more. I feel like if this was a practice where she was the only veterinarian, right, and this was her shop and she was a business owner, I feel like she would make more. But considering that she's one of three and they're lacking a little bit there, not a... adjusted schedule, 75 is going to be my guess from Sabrina in Everett. Appreciate that. So 65, 75, and 87. Those are our guesses, Laura, but obviously we don't know. It is time to tell everybody how much you make as a veterinarian. It is time to share your salary.
What is it ever?
Last year, I made $142,000.
Yay! Oh, man!
That's,
that's awesome, Laura.
I did switch jobs, and I did get a sign-on bonus, so that does include my sign-on bonus, but...
Okay.
And
well,
you're not the main breadwinner.
No, he just got a raise, so he makes a couple thousand more than I do.
A couple thousand. But that's nice, though. It's pretty even, like 50-50, so you guys probably just get to split all the other chores and stuff like that. Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yes, we also have two young children, so most of our money goes to daycare.
Yes, I know that vibe. It's costly to have these kids taken care of.
Yes.
Yeah. How cool was it working on the snake? I wanted to ask you about that. Was that kind of awesome?
Yeah, I was the only technician that would touch it, so I had to get, like, you know, used to it pretty quickly because he came in every other week for, like, 6 months. So
why were you the only technician that would touch it? Was everybody else afraid of it or something?
Yeah. I mean, he was, like, 8 or 9 feet long, and giving injections to snakes is a little bit weird. You have to wait for them to stop wiggling, stick them with the needle, and then... attach the syringe and then inject it.
I don't know why in my naive brain I thought if you were a veterinarian, you weren't allowed to be scared by animals.
Yeah.
Well, I have a fear of birds. I don't work on birds.
Oh! My parrot is sick. Sorry, wrong person. Wrong vet.
It.
Get out of here. That thing's creepy.
So won't work on spiders.
Does anyone work? I guess somebody has like a pet tarantula and somebody needs a vet for that, right?
Yes. So people do work on their tarantulas, but that's a no-go for me.
Jeez. Is there like a specialty vet for spiders or snakes or something like that? Like I'm the snake guy or I'm the spider guy, girl, whatever.
Definitely. But it's usually word of mouth. But mostly exotic vets would be the one that you go to.
I can see an exotic vet of that nature having a nose ring and like neck tats and maybe looking like Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just me. All right, Laura. Listen, we love you. Congratulations on making a nice wage. Holy moly. And we love you. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening to The Wolf.
Thanks.
Of course. By the way, got a text from Laura's husband who said, hey, don't forget to share how much you have in student loans. And I think this is a really interesting conversation for any of you thinking about, oh my gosh, I'm going to make $150 a year being a vet. Keep in mind, she has $462,000 in student loans that she has to, and I'm not going to, she and I texted for a while, you know, basically that's about $1,000 a month that she's putting down right now to avoid tax implications and the whatnot. So, yeah, you got to think about that. It's not, you look at doctors, you're like, cool, but not cool.
Yeah.
But it doesn't affect your salary, so I still won.
No, okay. Gabe, would you stop with the, geez,
turn her mic off.
This?
What's going on?
What is this?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.